I don't know anymore.
Okay. All right, what's the kind of bird that drills holes in trees?
Woodpecker.
Okay. Do you have a name for a big one that's about half the size of a half-grown chicken?
Is that the flicker?
Maybe so, I'm not sure. All right, have you ever heard anybody refer to a group of people as peckerwoods?
No.
Okay. All right, what do you call the kind of black and white animal with a powerful smell?
Skunk.
Okay. Do you know any other names for it?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, I do. Polecat.
All right. What do you hear around here most?
Skunk.
Okay. All right, what kind of animals come and raid hen roosts?
Foxes and, well, chicken hawks catch them, but I don't think they go into where the roosts, where the chickens are roosted.
Okay, now do you know a slang name that takes care of all these kind of unwanted animals? Like, I'm going to go out and shoot me some of them.
Varmints.
Okay. All right, what do you call the bushy-tailed animal who hangs around in treetops in the cities?
Squirrel.
All right, what color are they?
Gray.
Okay. Have you ever seen any other colors?
Well, the little chipmunks that run on the ground mostly are brown. And, let's see.
Have you ever heard of a red squirrel?
Yes, I believe so.
Have you ever seen one?
No, but I've seen a flying squirrel.
You have?
Yeah, it has a skin from one leg to the other one, and it sort of looks like a bat, kind of, and it
really
glides from one limb to another. Charles had one when we were little, and he kept it for a long time in the backyard in a cage. And
that's cute. Okay, what are some fish that you can catch around this area?
Catfish, perch, bass, I believe those are the main kind in the little streams around.
All right.
Here, catfish in the rivers.
Okay.
Brim.
All right. Now, what is it that you aren't supposed to eat if the name of the month has an R in it?
Oysters.
Okay. What croaks in the marshes?
Frogs.
All right. What do you call the big one that makes a lot of noise?
Bullfrog.
All right. Do you have a name for a little one that you might hear in the spring?
Toad frog, and there's a tree frog.
Okay. Have you heard any other names for frogs? Maybe some that come out after it's been raining?
No, I should know, but I can't think right off.
All right, have you ever heard peepers?
Yes, but it's not used around here very much.
Okay. What do you call the things you dig to go fishing with?
Worms.
Okay, more specific?
Earthworms, and then that's what they use around here mainly, and the red worms.
Okay. How about the hard shell thing that pulls in its neck and legs into its shell when you touch it?
Turtle.
All right, is there a difference between one on dry land and one in fresh water?
Well, one that you get in the water is the kind that you can eat, make the turtle soup from. Mm-hmm. But I don't think you use that with the land turtles. I don't know what the other difference there is.
Well, do you know any other names?
Tortoise.
Okay. Have you heard terrapin?
Yeah, terrapin.
Okay. Have you ever heard a gopher for a turtle?
No.
All right.
But there's a gopher animal.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Okay. How about the kind of thing you find in freshwater streams? It's got claws and it hides under rocks.
Crawfish.
Okay. Is that what you call them?
Now, those live in marshy land. They dig a hole in the ground. Now, I think you're thinking about crabs.
I'm talking about crawfish. I was just wondering whether you had a name like crawdaddies or something like that.
Well, most people here say crawfish, but crawdads and I don't know what else.
Okay, how about, all right, the small fan-tailed sea animals with a thin, almost transparent shell that are caught by drinking nets on them?
Shrimp.
Okay, the plural form of that?
Shrimp.
Okay. What about the insect that flies around a light and tries to fly into it at night?
That's a moth.
Okay. You know any other names for that?
Mm-mm.
Okay, I think the tape's about to run out.